Talk is Paul Wiseman, who's in the two departments, chemistry and physics. And Paul also does imaging, actually. I don't know what he's going to talk about. But.
Can you hear me?
Okay. So, as Marvin said, I'm in two departments, chemistry and physics, but I also work really on biological systems. So I do interdisciplinary science, do interactions with students in the lab, and sometimes we meet on the ice. The goaltender was in my first year Gen Chem class when I taught. I won't tell you the outcome. He won that battle. So, but I got to set the exam. So one of the things we do is we take standard forms of imaging that Professor Watt just talked about, multiphoton imaging, fluorescence microscopy, what have you, and using physical techniques, we try to say, what information can we draw from what's going on at the molecular level by analysis of these things by something called correlation function and fluctuation approach? So at the upper left, that's a correlation function measured from one of these image series. And below it, you see a vector map of molecular transport in an osteosarcoma. That's a type of cancer cell that's migrating in tissue culture. And you can see basic vectors of where the proteins, in this case, paxillin, GFP, is going. And here I'll show you a movie of podosomes or invadosomes. These are structures that help certain types of cells degrade the extracellular matrix. And this is a time-evolving movie of the molecular flows in these systems using the physical analysis on input from these standard imaging approaches. So we use aspects from physical science to try to pull out quantitative information from living cells, and again, with applications to cell migration, neuron pathfinding, and signaling, what have you. We also do some things using so-called nanoparticles, nano research, using quantum dots, which are very small fluorescent particles. When you shine a laser on them, they light up. And Professor Watt talked about synapses and connections. We look at aspects of synaptic formation in terms of remodeling of receptors in synapses by tracking the individual molecules with these nanoparticles as basically light bulbs that light up. I call it sort of like a cellular pub crawl, because if you track them, they do look like students after a pub crawl. And if you look, you see they're kind of wandering around in a random walk. Then they stop and they lock in at the synapses, like they found the pub they like under appropriate stimulation. And you can follow this using these nanoparticles. So again, and then we use statistical physics to analyze how they're actually behaving and how they're moving. 30 seconds left. Good. So as well, we do things where this was sort of an idea that came on a whim after I saw a talk totally out of my area. It was on the malaria pigment, hemozoan. This is the byproduct of the malaria pigment metabolism. It has to, the hemoglobin that it breaks down, it has to get rid of the heme groups, and it packs it into a crystalline array called hemozoan, the malaria pigment. When I saw the structure, I thought that should have a high nonlinear cross-section, and we actually built the instrument, put a femtosecond laser, that's pulses of 10 to the minus 15 seconds ballpark, focus on it, and the malaria-infected cells light up. You get blue emission from them, and we've built like microfluidic devices so we can interrogate in terms of things. So various types of things on this front. Victor's flashing me the wrap up. I leave you with the microscopic Vermeer. We're also patterning proteins to guide cells and neurons and do microscopic works of art in terms of trying to guide neurons and cells. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul. Very nice. Very nice.